Hi, Amber.
This is her.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Natalia. I'm on a recorded line. I'm calling about the baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
I'm glad to hear that. And Amber, did you get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'll just ask you a few quick questions. So you haven't gotten an attorney. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't signed documents or contracts with an attorney for this matter?
Yes.
Okay. And was it you or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
It was one of my babies.
One of your babies. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Is it your son or your daughter?
My daughter.
Okay. And how old is she today?
She's almost 5. She's 4 right now.
Okay, so almost 5. What is her date of birth? 12/30/2019. Okay, and you said she was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know the date of diagnosis?
It was right when she was born.
Okay, right after she was born. Okay,
yes.
Did she have baby formula inside the hospital?
Yes, she did.
Okay, do you remember what brand it was?
It was Similac.
Similac, okay. And then what kind of symptoms did she have?
Couldn't keep the formula down. She had to get a couple blood transfusions. And she had some problems with digesting.
Mm-hmm.
Problems. Oh. So if she would drink it, but then she would get, she'd get constipated and we couldn't,
mm-hmm. I
keep
see.
Anything
down. Keeping it
her.
Down.
So,
yeah. Okay. All right. So I'll make a note of that here. And does she have any ongoing problems today? Does she have, a sensitive stomach or anything like that?
Yes. Yeah, so she has a sensitive stomach. She can't, she won't eat. So I can barely get her to eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when she does, she'll go directly to the bathroom right after she eats. So,
I see. Okay.
So, it basically goes right through her, basically.
Right through her.
Does.
Okay. All right. And do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
I can get that medical record from the hospital.
From the hospital. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
No problem. What was the date that she was diagnosed?
On 12/31/2019.
Okay, so immediately right after. So one day after she was born. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was she in the NICU after she was born?
Yes.
Yeah. How many days?
She was in there for 3 months.
3 months. Okay. Do you remember the date of discharge?
It was March 25th, 2020.
March 25th, 2020. Okay. Okay, so 3 months. And then she was diagnosed one day after being born, after consuming the formula. So it was within the 7 days. Oh, I'm sorry. Did she get diagnosed before drinking formula or afterwards?
Before. Well, actually, it was afterwards because I couldn't. My breast milk, for some reason,
uh-huh.
with them being born early, the breast milk wasn't producing like it should have been.
Uh-huh.
So we just went ahead and gave her formula.
Okay, so formula only, no breast milk.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was within 7 days, and it was after being given formula. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And what was the name of the hospital where she was born?
The Hillcrest Hospital there in Tulsa.
Uh-huh. Hillcrest Hospital in Tulsa?
Yes.
Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you happen to know the address?
I do not.
No, okay, no problem. I'm just going to Google it really quick. I know there's a few different ones. Do you know if it was Hillcrest Medical Center or Hillcrest Hospital South?
It was the Unica Park Clinic off of Yale. No, not off of Yale. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Shoot.
Was it Utica Avenue?
Yes, Unica.
Utica.
I know which one it is. If I drive in Tulsa, I know.
Yeah. I see. Okay. I'm glad you told me the address because sorry, the street, because there's a few, so then I know which one's the right one. So I'll just copy the address here. One second. Okay, and was she diagnosed in the same hospital where she was born, or was she transferred somewhere else?
No, she stayed in that hospital where she was born.
She stayed there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was diagnosed while still in the hospital, or did you go home and then come back?
No, she was still in the hospital when she got diagnosed.
Still in the hospital. Okay, perfect. Okay. And you are the mother filing today?
Yes.
Okay. So your name would be on her birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you do have authority to sign on her behalf. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and how many weeks pregnant were you when she was born?
29.
29. Okay.
I had
All
to think
right.
about that for a minute. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I know sometimes, it's hard to remember. It was a while ago, but that's okay. Okay, so her date of birth, you said it was December 30th?
No, yeah, December 30th, sorry.
Uh-huh.
12/30/2019 is when she was born.
When she was born, okay, and then diagnosed one day after, so I got that. Okay, so she's turning 5 this year, so she's still 4 right now. Are you able to provide a birth certificate if needed?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. And then do you know anybody else who used the baby formula and got diagnosed with NEC?
No, not right now.
Not right now. Okay. And can you verify the gender of your child?
Female.
Okay. And then can you spell her full name for me?
Paisley.
Paisley. Okay. And last name?
Glover, Glover.
Glover. Okay. And then just to verify one more time, just because her name sounds very familiar, you have not signed any documents with an attorney before, right?
Correct.
Okay, like no, nothing in email, any DocuSigns, nothing like that?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, perfect. So once we do move forward here, that's what we'll do. I'll send you a retainer agreement, just so the attorneys have permission to start looking into the case.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then what is Paisley's social security number?
Oh man, I don't even know that.
Okay, do you know the last four?
I might be able to.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, did you hear me?
No, I'm sorry. It was quiet. Did you say something
Okay.
else?
It was I have the Social Security card 736
Uh-huh.
76
Uh-huh.
3299.
3299. Okay, perfect. And that's just for identification purposes. The attorneys will verify all that. Okay, perfect. And it's a recorded line, so everything's safe. Okay, perfect. And then your full name, I have Amber Glover. Do you have a middle name?
Violet.
Okay. Violet, Violet.
Yes.
Okay. And then your date of birth.
It's 2/24/1995.
224. Okay. And your social?
It's 441-08-0022.
Okay, and then I have a phone number 918-886-0822. Is that a cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Are you able to open text message and email if needed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is a good email for you?
GloverAmber3224@gmail.com.
3224@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And what is your full mailing address?
416 Meadowbrook Lane, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, 74003.
Okay. Can you spell the street for me, please?
Yeah, I got to write it down when I spell it because I'm terrible at spelling.
Okay, no problem. I heard 416 and then I didn't catch the rest.
M-E-A-D.
Uh-huh. Oh, Meadowbrook?
Yeah, Meadowbrook.
Okay, perfect. I got that. 416 Meadowbrook Lane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the city?
Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Bartlesville, okay. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. It did pop up. There's no unit number or anything?
No.
No, okay. All right. Is that considered Washington County?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then does your full name appear on Paisley's birth certificate? Is it Amber?
Yes, it is.
Amber Glover?
Yes. I had to think about that for a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Just in case, you know, if you had a different, like a maiden name, married name, anything like that.
Yeah. So it shows my married name and then my maiden name off to the side. Like it, like it has my maiden name on there as well, but it has my married name.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me what is the full name on the certificate?
For me or for her?
For you.
I'm sorry?
For you.
So it would be Amber Violet Glover.
Violet, okay. Glover, okay. And then, is there anything off to the side?
It would also say Amber Violet Hughes.
Amber Violet.
For the maiden part of it.
Uh huh. Oh, okay. There's a separate section.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just leave it at Amber Violet Glover. Okay. Okay. And then did you have any issues during pregnancy? Anything like hypertensive disease, delayed cord clamping, placental insufficiency, tobacco or drug use, or HIV or AIDS?
No. I know I did have a problem with my uterus holding. Mm-hmm. To full term, because all my babies were born prematurely.
Premature.
They weren't at the 40 weeks like they should have been.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I think that's okay. It's just if it was any other of those issues, so nothing like placental insufficiency or delayed cord clamping, right?
No.
No. Okay, perfect. Let's see. Okay, and the child was born premature in the state of Oklahoma. What was her birth weight?
2 pounds.
2 pounds exactly?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then you used the baby formula right away after she was born. When did you stop using it?
When she turned one. No. Yeah, one. When she turned one, when WIC started saying that she could start using, when she could start eating regular food. Besides the baby formula, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. I put the start date when she was born. What would be a good date to put for the end of the baby formula usage?
That would have been December. I think December 29th, I believe, is when we went in of 2020. Yeah, December 29th of 2020 is when we went in for her WIC appointment, and that's when they told us that we weren't going to get no more formula.
Okay. All right. No problem. I just want to make sure I have the dates correctly. Okay. And then when did you find out that there might be a connection between the NEC and the baby formula?
When I was looking online, a couple of my friends, their babies had it as well, and they were like, you need to check this out. Like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So somebody let you know. And then when was that? Was that within this year?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So 2024. Okay, and then you did mention some of the symptoms. There was constipation, blood transfusions. Did you say there was Was there any other symptoms like green vomit, any problems breathing, problems with the heartbeat?
So she did have problems breathing, and she had green, yellowish throw up.
Okay, so green, yellow, vomit. Okay. And then for the medical records, can you provide them through mail, electronically, or both?
I'm sorry, what was that?
For the medical records, are you able to provide them through mail, electronically, or both?
I can do both.
Both, okay. And then when was the last time that she was treated for any of these issues?
Was that question again? I'm sorry. I'm here at work, so.
Oh, okay, no problem. We're almost done. I just have like four more questions. So
Okay.
when was the last time that she was treated for any of those issues?
Last year she had to get another blood transfusion last year.
Last year. Okay.
Yes.
All right, perfect. And then what was the name of the facility where she was treated?
It was at the I don't even know what the hospital was called here in town. I think it's like the Saint John, like Saint Jean, Saint something Washington Hospital. I don't even know what it's called. It was here
Okay.
in town in Bartlesville, so I don't remember what the hospital was called.
Bartersville. Okay, so let me see if I can look it up. Let's see. Was it St. John Jane Phillips Medical Center?
Yes, there we go. I was like, I was thinking, I know it was like St. John, like something, but I don't remember what it was
Okay,
called.
so Ascension St. John Jane Phillips?
Yes.
That one. Okay. All right, so let me just grab the address from there. And do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed her?
Gordon, Dr. Richard Gordon.
Dr. Richard Gordon? Okay, that's Gordon. Okay. And then do you know the doctor that treated her at the St. John's place?
No, I do not.
No? Okay. All right, give me 1 second. I'm just going to put down the phone number for the facility. Okay, and then did she have any surgeries for her abdomen?
No, she did not.
No. Okay, did she have a swollen or discolored abdomen?
Swollen. She don't have no discolored or anything.
No. Okay. All right. Is there any other medical notes that you want to provide? Anything? Was there any complications or anything ongoing?
Not right now. I mean, besides the throwing up still and having constipation every now and then when she eats.
Okay, so constipation and throwing up. Okay, and then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case we're unable to reach you for a long time. This just prevents any disruptions in the case. So
Okay.
do they live with you or do they live separate?
Live with me.
Okay, perfect. And then what is their relationship to you?
Husband.
Husband, okay. And his full name?
Richard Glover.
Richard Glover, okay. And his
Middle
phone
name
number?
is Charles.
Sorry, one more time.
His middle name is Charles.
Charles, Charles.
Yes.
Okay. And then phone number?
918-883-2081.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then he lives with you, so it's the same address, correct? All right, so that concludes the questions for the intake here. It looks like we can move forward. So what I'll do is I'll send you over the electronic document through DocuSign, the retainer agreement, so the attorneys can work on it. It's just going to ask for a few initials, a few signatures. You can put me on speaker now if you need to. I can help you navigate it in case you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll send it over through text message and email. It's the same one.
All right, I got that signed.
Okay. All right, let me just make sure it went through on my end here. Okay, so it looks like it's signed. Amber, that's it for this call today. The next thing I'll do is I'll send you a text message with my direct line and then the name of the law firm and their phone number. Give them about five business days. They'll call you to verify everything, and they'll let you know what to expect, okay?
Okay. All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.